This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins, Mac Morey with you. Went down the hall, talked to our friends, Ponch and Nikki. I'm in the minority. I asked a simple question. I said, is your Christmas tree already up? Ponch goes, yeah. I have had it up since November 1st.
Had it up since November 1st. There you go, Ponch.
And then Nikki was like, you know what? It's been a blank year, so I wanted some joy in my life.
That's where I am.
I just put everything up, and I feel great. And yeah. I was like, do you. And then their producer, Matt, he's normally a day after Thanksgiving guy, and he walked into his daughter's room, and they said there was a little pink Christmas tree in there, and she broke rank. So now it's up.
Yeah,
it's like, she wants it. We're doing it. Kids, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They'll change your mind quick.
Absolutely. My wife did a great job decorating, too. Really nice. Like, it's real nice. It looks great. Like, I like the Christmas tree up at night. You can turn the lights off and just kind of glows there. Yes. It's pretty. My neighbor's got a Santa in the window. My wife said, now, you know, that's been there 11 years. I'm just now noticing.
Yeah. The reason we bring this up is I walked into, like, a Christmas dream. I walked in. There's, like, a Santa in the sales hall. There's a giant Christmas tree in the lobby. There's a Christmas tree everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
And this building.
Joe got busy yesterday, didn't she?
Like an elf, you know, when he goes to the store at night and everyone comes like, what the hell? Who's here? Yeah, no, he just spends all night. That's what happened.
I like the Christmas tree in the bathroom myself. I thought that was a good look,
nice
too.
Touch.
Yes. Very
you're not
nice
supposed
touch.
To use it on the tree.
Oh, you're not? No.
Hike the leg in the urinal.
Oh, my bad.
And stay on target is what it tells us above our urinal.
That's well, you kind of have
grown
to.
Grown men need to be told how to pee.
Have you seen the top of the urinal about 8 o'clock in the morning? It's wet.
It's not for me.
I don't understand how somebody pees on top of the urinal, but whatever.
It's not for me.
Do you do that at your own home? I always ask that. Do you do this? Are you peeing on top of the toilet at your own home?
At night, I sit down.
You have to. I told you about my friend Tony who had like a thing going on in his brain. He collapsed at his head. I mean, like it's bad. They say you are supposed to. When you wake up at night and you're kind of like staggering around to pee, safety measures, you should sit. So I'm sure somebody's like, I don't sit to pee.
Well, then you're real men stand and piss.
Well, good. Then real men also hit their head on the porcelain and, you know,
die.
I don't know. Like, go to the hospital, too.
It's also cleaner to sit and pee. Just from videos I've seen on TikTok. Deion Sanders, right?
Dijon Sanders.
I love some Dijon. Deion Sanders' name has been getting quite popular, even though my take has now been stolen by a bunch of people at ESPN, and I am okay with that. Because at least
Did they credit you?
No.
Well, then you're not okay with it.
Well, I am, because it makes me think that if I'm talking about this in July, and they're talking about it in November, that it wasn't really an asinine take or something stupid. But if you've missed it...
Oh, you're using ESPN as your moral compass?
Yep. It's all about money. And if they're paying those guys for that, yeah, maybe one day.
It's like when people used to say, you're Skip Bayless. I'm like, great, that's a compliment. He makes like $5 million a year. Hell yeah.
And Deion's name now has been linked in different sort of categories, right? There's I'm going to make sure that my son goes to a successful team. I'm not mad about that.
No, not at all.
Okay?
Coach, so what a dad does.
Coach, father. Plus, people will be like, oh, it's so stupid. Well, you know what? Eli Manning did it.
Mm-hmm.
So pump the brakes. It's been done before. John Elway, he did it.
He did it. That's about it with the list.
Could have been a Royal.
So could Dan Marino.
Right.
The Royals were drafting better quarterbacks for a while more than the Chiefs.
Not a hot take. And Deion has been linked to that with Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. And he's also been linked to, are the Cowboys just going to tank and will Jerry Jones open the checkbook like Clark Hunt did for Andy Reid and say, take over, we'll trade up, draft your son, we'll build a franchise around you. We think you could sell. Plus, Deion is that personality that would work in Dallas, right? Like, it's not.
But would he win in Dallas?
I don't know. But Deion was asked by a reporter the other day about his name coming up. His response was, well, amazing.
You're mentioned for everything that comes up these days, college, pro, whatever. Yeah. Is that just the
you
price
gonna
of
talk
winning?
Like that with my AD in here? That's so disrespectful.
No, it's not.
You gonna talk about me going somewhere with my AD in here? Yeah, he mentioned us with a lot of other stuff before we started winning too, didn't he? That wasn't fair, was it? Price. That's the price of everything. Yeah.
Coach Prime, I'm Philip Boots.
I'm happy where I am, man. I'm good. I got a kickstand down. You know what a kickstand is? A lot of people don't in there and not of age don't know what a kickstand is. That means I'm resting. I'm good. I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic about where I am. I love it here. I truly do. Next question.
So Deion's going to Dallas. At least from what I hear. Now I know that USC just had a decommit at quarterback go to Colorado, and the picture they chose to do was this guy sitting in a throne chair with Shedeur handing him the keys. I get it. Deion's happy where he's at, but he also throws in the subtitle quote of, you know, there's a price for everything, which means that, yes, he's happy and his kickstand is down in Colorado, but also means to me, at least when I hear that, that if the price is right, shout out Bob Barker and Drew Carey, that if the price is right, Deion will consider it. Jackson State, anyone who ever thought he was staying there was out of their mind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we knew that. That was obvious, right? That's not the end-all be-all. Colorado happens, and you're like, ooh, Colorado, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Is that just the only team that would give him a chance? And the answer is most likely yes. Now, after a year of being in Colorado, they have started to win games. And I don't want to hear it about, oh, who they played, who they won. They're beating teams at a good rate.
They're winning in the Big 12 right now. Like, you know,
which is,
so,
you know, whatever, right? The Big 12, what? It's
but,
like the mid
it's your league. It's, right, yeah, yeah. You know?
And they're winning at a higher, they're winning by a large gap. And they're not losing to Arizona State and Houston. That's a dig. I apologize.
No, but Arizona State actually is pretty good now. They're a top 25 team.
No, they got beat by Kansas and got knocked out of the rankings.
Did they?
Are they in the rankings still?
I was reading something this morning about one of their players needing a car and everybody at Arizona State stepping up and buying this dude a new car for like the 20th ranked Arizona State football
maybe
team.
Maybe they are still. I thought they were unranked as of last week at least. Maybe, I mean, they beat K-State at Manhattan, so maybe they're ranked now. But KU beat them when we were at the landing.
Mm-hmm.
And either way you want to look at it, I think Deion is perfect for college football. Like, my heart tells me that I want him to stay and to kind of rejuvenate the game because it's different and he's good for it because he makes it relevant and more entertaining, which is what NIL and transfer has done to college football. I think that's why you see some separation this year in the SEC. There's not just one team in the SEC that is just 14-0, clearly dominant. They're going to skip all the way through the SEC championship game, get the one seed, wait for the national championship. You're seeing some diversity in the SEC. At least maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe I'm right. But Deion in college is great, but my mind tells me that he will eventually, if it's next year or the year after, get a blank check from somebody high up in a big organization and say, you succeed everywhere you go. Why not try it in the pros?
Yeah, I think it's a mistake for Deion Sanders to go to the pros. I don't think his game translates to adults. I think he's great where he is right now with college kids. And you don't see college coaches go from college and have success in the NFL. Very rarely does it happen. Harbaugh's one, obviously, and Pete Carroll. Other than that, Nick Saban has failed. Urban Meyer has failed. Some of these great coaches have failed. I think Deion Sanders is in the perfect role as a college coach because he can have an impact impact on the lives of young people. When you get to become an adult and you become an NFL player, you've got adult problems, you're dealing with that, you're not paying the attention to your coach, Deion Sanders can have a huge impact with kids in college. And I think he is cut out for a college job. I think he's perfect for a college job. And I think if he goes to the pros, it's going to be a major disaster. And it's going to be one of these things where, like, at week seven, you're going, oh my God, we totally screwed up by hiring Deion Sanders. I just think he's a college coach and he should have success in college, stay at college, and continue to dominate at Colorado and go down as one of the great college coaches of all time. I just don't know that his kind of coaching, his shtick, his thing translates to coaching NFL players and coaching adult men. I think it works great with the college kid.
So I'll ask you two questions. Do you think Deion's next jump is to a bigger university or to the NFL?
I think it's probably to a bigger university, and by bigger, I would say like a Florida State. I don't know if that's bigger than Colorado, but it's his college,
for sure.
Where it is right now, though?
It's,
I mean,
Florida
Colorado's
State.
Winning. Florida State last year lost their quarterback, yep, right, and have not recovered since. Bitched about the seeding and all, mm-hmm, that kind of stuff. Lost in Europe to, you know, Boston College or whoever it was, and we, like,
you week one, yeah.
They have not recovered from losing their quarterback and missing out on the college football playoff last year, right? And I know Colorado has not been anything special, but Deion has revived that program, right? Like, he
well,
has
imagine
revived
what he would do
that
Florida
program.
State.
Exactly. I think he would have some success.
You'd
down
have Deion,
there.
Plus you'd have the track record of Florida,
yeah,
State.
But like, I don't consider Florida State in the realm of like an Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon,
sure,
you know, one of those type of schools. I don't think Florida State's kind of been up and down since Bobby Bowden left Binkley. He'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And could he revive Florida State? Sure, he could absolutely revive Florida State. So if that's the jump that he takes, yes, that's going to a different college. I think he does something like that versus go to the pros. You go to the pros, man, it's just such a different breed of a person you're dealing with. You're dealing with an adult versus a child, you know, versus a kid that you can mold. And like, I think Deion's great at molding young kids, man. Look at the way they're buying in and they're living on every word that he says. In the NFL, you lose a couple of games, that stuff gets old fast.
But I also think that he's at the perfect age where he can have the young kids who are drafted and getting played more often in the NFL, and also be in that same realm where, like, he's older than the older guys, but they still kind of know and respect who he is and who he was. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I just think the NFL is, I just don't think that's the right move for Deion Sanders. He's great as a college football coach. You know, like a Bill Self or a Mike Krzyzewski or Roy Williams, great as college coaches. I think Bill would be fine in the NBA. Coach K never would have survived in the NBA. Roy Williams wouldn't have survived in the NBA, but they're great college coaches. And sometimes, you know, you find your niche, and I think Deion's niche is, you know, creating great young men, turning them into great football players, getting them their next job in the NFL. I think he's been marvelous at Colorado. He's created an interest in a sport for me that I absolutely love right now. Like, Deion's been an amazing hire at the University of Colorado, and he should realize that and understand, man, I'm having a...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Huge impact on lives by doing this.